Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. We're on here once again. This particular day, we come to give God the glory and to praise Him and to love Him and to adore Him and to magnify His name. His name is above every name. And we've asked some people to be with us on today, but we're going to get started because God is good. A commitment is a commitment. And a commitment is not a commitment. It has no validity. And so I say to those of us who are coming with us on this, I say to you much, one thing that we say, tell God how much we love Him. And we just want to take authority that He says this. And I want to just get us started. Father, as I approach Your throne this day, and I declare before You, Father, Your word tells me and says to me, I come boldly to Your throne of grace that I may obtain mercy and find grace and help in time of need. And, Father, as I ask You boldly and confess, I realize that Jesus Christ is the high priest of my confession. You said, Father, take words, take words, take the words, and I take the words. I take the words back to You, Father, because there are no words like You. Your words are the only true words, and I thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I just love You, Father. Father, as I come to Your throne in the face of doubt, in the face of assault of the enemy, in the face of the force of darkness in this world I live in, I boldly confess Your word. Lord, I know that to listen to me is to talk to You, Father. I pray that You speak according to Your word, Father. And I'm asking You, Father, at Your word, You hear us. And when You hear us, we know that we have the petition that we ask, Father. Father, I make my confession. It's important to me because death and life is in the power of my tongue. And I believe, Father, that You have given me power in my tongue. I choose life. For in choosing life, I live to do Your will. Lord, You said in Your word that I come and have whatever I say. I say that I have. I say I have health. I say I have wealth. I say I have understanding. I say I have knowledge. I say I have the peace of God that passes all understanding. And therefore, Father, I just want to thank You. Father, I love Your word. Because I boldly confess that Your word concerning myself and my creation in Christ and my wife, my son, my daughter, and all that I love, Father, I come to You and I thank You. And I believe it in my heart. I believe boldly to declare before You, Father, before the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to thank You for You, Jesus, what You've done for me, how You have brought me out of darkness, from the power of darkness and the power of mud, and from the grave, and You've taken us from death, You've taken us to a new place. That new place in You, Father, a place of resting. But, Father, I want to dwell on Your word that tells me that I've been delivered from darkness and translated into the kingdom of Your dear Son, Jesus Christ. And, Jesus, because You have done this, I said thank You. I said thank You. And Your word reaches out to two kingdoms, Father. There was a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of light. But, Father, by the kingdom of darkness, that's what Satan rules. He does everything. He brings all the problems, the issues, the circumstances, the lying, the cheating, and convincing people that they need to do this. But, Father, in Your kingdom, there is nothing but truth. There is light. There's understanding. There's the power of the Holy Ghost. And I pray this day, Father, that the power of the Holy Ghost will be upon somebody, and they will come to know there is no God like we have. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. But, Father, I know one day I was lost, and I walked according to the world system that the devil had in place. But when I come to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, I release myself from darkness through my confession, and I start living it. I start walking by faith. saying that love is of God and God is of love, because you loved us so much, Father. You love me right this very hour as I'm down here in this planet, Father. I thank you, Father. But, Father, I thank you that one day, Father, you have all that we have, more than we have. For this, I said thank you. I praise you and I love you and I adore you. And I just adore you, Father. Without you, I can do nothing. I can do nothing. I can do nothing. But I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, tonight, today is the day, God, that I will be on the radio, reaching, telling the untold. And the word that God has for us, there is no God like this. See, when God wakes you up early in the morning and tells you to get ready. So when we rise early in the morning, we thank God. See, when you get up thanking God, you get up praising him, you get up worshiping him, you get up adoring him, you get up just saying there's no God like you. Somebody in America, in all 50 states, and through every city, every county, every parish, every wherever it is, Jesus Christ is still saying, I am available. When he says he's available to those of us that can depend on him. Can you take notice what he's saying to us and how much he loves us? See, what God is saying to us, he's saying it with his love, with his authority, and what he's given Jesus. And Jesus has so much love until he's not going to disobey the Father. And that's why I say to you, if you want a assured word, it's God. You want the word that's going to be sure, it's God. See, God said in the word, it says, I am God. I was before the world was, and I still am. So Satan can't do nothing. I'm not trying to say this to him, but I want to say this also for believers. See, the people I depend on, I can't make them do what I want done. I can pray for them. A lot of people say they want to do what God has done. See, but they don't understand. Let me show you something. I want to tell you about some scriptures I've written now for the people who are out there listening. And I want you to know this. The Bible says, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You are? Yes, I am. Yes, we are. And see, you ought to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the wiles of the strategies of the enemy. See, the enemy has strategies. He's strategic. How can he entrap you? How can he get you in the lie? How can he make you not seeing what God has said you're supposed to do? See, but you see, you must be able to say, stand your ground, having done all, stand. See, because you ought to know that you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. See, you done conquered diseases. You done conquered lying and cheating and stealing. You have conquered that. But if you take Romans 8 and 7 and read the third, you'll see what God is saying. And what God is saying, and when we're not ashamed of Jesus Christ and his word. See, because the Bible says, he said, brethren, let us not be ashamed at his second coming. Let us continue to do what God has said. See, when he come back, I don't want to be ashamed of him. I'm going to rejoice. Even right now, I've not seen him face to face. But I can say this in the spirit of truth. I know that I want to meet him. I don't care if he's black man, rich man, white man, poor man, no man, but I know he's the Son of the living God. And the power that God has given him, it's power that's not of this world, but it's in this world to destroy the yoke, destroy all. We're more than conquerors through us who has delivered us. And I'll say to somebody out there that's listening this morning, you can stand. You can stand as a child of God. You can hear the name of Jesus that is above every name. You can take his name and you can drive the enemy from your field of battle. See, don't let the devil get on your field of battle if you can keep him off your field of battle, because right there is where you have to meet him. Draw a line. Draw a line. Draw a line and say, no, this is where we stop right here. Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit, you in charge. Take over and watch God come in and do what he says he's going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, he didn't see a lot of folks say, I'm here. I'm here. But it don't look like it, no. I'm going to say this. Healing is mine, because 2 Peter 2:24 says, by the sight that Jesus Christ knew on his back, on his back, on his back, on his back, I, Willie Hunter, am healed. May not look like it. May not act like it, but I'm healed. From the inner part to the outer part, I'm healed. I don't have to put on a system and say, okay, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. No, I'm healed. I'm healed. Amen. I know I'm healed, because I tell you what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says this. All my needs have been supplied. And I know that I'm going to act like it. I'm going to look like it. I'm going to act like I'm a rich man. I'm not going to go around with my head all hung down thinking I'm a poor man, because I know what the Bible tells me. God said, he said his word. Let me see. Let me show you something here. When we pray, what I say, Father, you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. God, perfect love is in me. Your perfect love is in me. Your perfect love is in me. But with the cast out fear in my life, I am free, Father. I don't have a fear of darkness. I don't have a fear of the grave. I don't have a fear of somebody walking up kill me, because I know moment by moment, micro moment by micro moment, I know I have the faith to believe what God has for me. Now, if you're ready, let's get ready. Get ready. Are you ready? Amen. So I thank God, and I'm listening to it. I got somebody online who's going to be on a prayer with me. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, sir. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
I just pressed the one. Other than that, I was just listening. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning to the audience.
Okay. Would you like for me to pray or talk or teach?
Do all of it. Do all of it. Go ahead.
Well, I do give praise and honor and reverence to my God, my Savior, my Holy Spirit. I just want to say that it is a blessing, and I would like to ask the question, has anybody talked to Jesus this morning? That requires a response, because when he woke you up this morning, you're talking to him. When he gave you breath to breathe, you are talking to him. So, as a believer, when we get up, we don't get up running to have our coffee or running to have our soda. We get up and we say, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because you did not allow my lying down last night and not to wake me up this morning. So when I came to the knowledge that I was awake, truly I said, God, you're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy. And no, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So this morning, I am so thankful for a sound mind that I can praise and magnify the Lord with you. I just say, God, 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 you are who you are. And there is none like you, and that you are not a man that you should lie. So God, I thank you this morning, God, that you are awesome, God, and that you're able to meet all of my needs. And God, I this morning say, come, people, and magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name. His name is above all other names. He is the only one that can make a way out of no way. He is the only one that can put food on your table. He is the only one that can send people your way that you're able to share the goodness of Jesus with. And then not only share the goodness with believers, but to go out because the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. I am so glad that I am one of the laborers today, that I am teaching and turning people toward Jesus Christ. I take no credit of my own, but it all belongs to the Lord. And I'm reminded of the man that sat by the gate begging alms, you know, looking for something that he did not need. But I thank God that Paul gave him what he needed. You know, take up your bed and walk. And that's what we are to do today. Take up our bed and move. Take up our bed and go to the places that other people will not go. Go to the places that people are sick. Visit those in the hospice programs. You know, go downtown underneath the bridge. Go wherever it is to the undesirables that the rest do not want to talk to because they don't look like them. They don't smell like them. They don't think like them. God wants us to go into the highways and the byways. He does not want us to be conducive to just the four walls of a church. That is not where God is. The church is in you. So go out and let a dying world know that I'm saved and that I know who saved me. And do you want to meet my Savior? It is so simple, and some churches and some people make it so hard to grasp and to understand. But it's simple, according to his word, confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart that Jesus did pay this price for you, that Jesus did come, and that he's both human and God. He was both of those. And so with that being said, and he went away and says, I'm going to give you a comforter. I'm going to give you the tools that you know how to reach me and reach my Father. And Jesus Christ didn't take any credit of his own. He said, I point you to my Father. I point you to God. I point you. And this, with this being said, he was willing to go all the way. And I know the word says that he looked in the cup and it was just bitter. It was bitter because it had me in it. It was bitter because it had you in it. It was bitter because he had to save this world. But he said something that is very important. He said, nevertheless. How many are saying nevertheless today? Nevertheless, God, I'll go where you want me to go. Nevertheless, I'll say what you want me to say. Nevertheless, I'll live as you want me to live. And no, God, I will not be the one, as James Cleveland used to sing about. I will not be so holy on Sunday and holy in the choir and step out the choir stand and step out the church and not give you honor. The same that I was in the church, the same that I was in the choir, you're going to meet that same person on the outside. And then as in prayer, I say, God, I thank you for what you've done for me. This wretch undone. I did not deserve to be here. But God. And Jude says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his glory. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, we praise God. We continue. We still got a lot of time. And right now, we just want to take the time once again and want to believe God, what God has said this morning through Sister surrender and declare and decree that he is God on the earth. And all we have to do is just trust God and believe God, because all things are possible. And Sister Brenda, you got something else to say? Hello?
Well, yes. Soul winning is one of the lost principles of the Bible. Soul winning. We do not do as we're supposed to do. In this vast area of Houston, Texas, there are so many places that we can go. And I encourage all of you out there to use the power that God gave you to be able to cast out demons and to step on scorpions. Satan has no rule except for what you give him. They have a saying that says, if you let him ride, he will want to drive. And so we don't want to give him control of our life. And then Paul says, therefore now there is no condemnation to those that are in the Lord. And so we don't want to walk condemned. Satan will do that to you. He will make you think about where you were, where you came from, what you used to be. But my saying is that heaven is going to be filled with a whole bunch of has-been, because we all have been something. And I'm thankful that God is just, that even those that passed on before they had the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ, that he's going to give it to them. That's a just God. That is a just God. And then Abraham, who walked out by faith, left his homeland, left his family. How many of you are willing to leave anybody? Abraham left as God has instructed him. However, he took Lot, and we know the story, or we should know the story. But at any rate, Abraham had the faith to trust God. Do we have the faith to trust God? When things happen in our life, we say, oh God, oh God. And we don't believe that God is able. We don't believe that we should cast our cares upon the Lord, knowing that he cares for us. We will take it to the altar, and just as quickly as we take it to the altar, we'll pick it back up and think that God needs our help to work things out. He doesn't, but he will use us if we are allowed to be used. But it's not necessary. If he wanted to do it, all he had to say is be, and it's done. But God wants to see where your heart is, where your mind is. Will you choose him? Will you love him enough? Will you love him enough that wayward child, you would just put it on the altar? Do you love him enough that wayward husband or wife, that you would just put it on the altar? Do you love him enough that when the light bill is due, that he will pay it? Do you love him enough just to trust him? Trust him and lean not unto your own understanding. And understand that his mercies are new every day. Not one day, not 2 days, maybe a week. But the Bible says his mercies are new every day, every day. And things that the enemy stole, like the enemy came upon Job, not because Job asked him or anything, but because God offered him, because he knew his heart. He knew. Now, didn't he get doubtful along the way? Yes, he did. I mean, if you start going through something terrific, you're going to question too. But I love God's answer. He says, where were you? Where were you when he formed the skies? Where were you? Can't answer that, God. You're omniscient. You were there. You were there.
Amen. You got some more to say?
I just thought I heard somebody else say something, so I didn't want to take all the time. you know.
No, it just ain't but two people on the line. That's me and you right now.
Praise the Lord. I should have brought my Bible to the table, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you go back and get someone with the Bible. Go get the Bible.
Go get it. Let me get it because I love the Word. Hold on.
All right. And I'm just going to give the note as much as say, we just say because thank you, Father, that you so love me that you gave your only Son for me that I might have eternal life. And, Father, one thing I do is I thank you for the eternal life because the eternal life and the body which is to come before you, the flesh profits nothing. But I thank you, Father, for allowing me to be where I am right now, to praise you and to love you and to adore you and to magnify your name. Hello. We praise you and we love you. Because, Father, you have authority over Satan. And nothing shall by any means hate me because greater you, God, you in me. Satan has no power, only the power I give him. No influence, only the influence. But I decide, through the love of Jesus Christ, I give him nothing. I give him a flat zero. He's zero now, zero tomorrow, zero the next day. He's zero because I want you, Father, to be full of your glory that just need you. We bow down constantly and say we bow before you. We praise you, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Abraham, Jehovah the Blessed One, Jehovah, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah. You are who you say, I'm none. You are who you say you are. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. And I'm asking you this day to reach out and touch the untouched. And somebody that's in the hospital right now, as we're on the radio, Father, believing that they're calling in. For the anointing that you have placed upon us will reach out and touch the untouched, and their bodies will be healed. Their physical bodies, their spiritual bodies, they will come to know Jesus Christ. And they will call him God Almighty. It's through Jesus Christ. And Father, as we live in this last days that we now live in, we're finding America's turning to a complete whore, a complete liar, a complete thief. And Father, those who are still going by the faith, we want to strengthen them, Father, to strengthen them, to know, hold on to what you have. Stay in the good fight. Stay in the fight. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep pressing on because God has a reward at the end of the line. And I want to thank you once again for Brenda Lipscomb, that you would give her the fullness of your authority, the fullness of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of fire upon this radio station of everybody. I thank you, Father, once again. You've given us an opportunity. We don't reason with ourselves. We believe your word. And the sister, she's going to get the fire, going to get the sword. We take the sword of your word, and we do damage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I am back, and this is a scripture that I love, and it's Romans 12:1-2, and then we're just going down. But it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Paul is stating right here, he says, I'm begging you. Now, most time, people won't take time to, they won't even ask you twice. They say, how you doing? And they don't even listen. You know, I'm hurting today. Oh, you fine? Okay. Well, that is incorrect. So Paul is saying, let me beg you that you accept the mercies of God and that you present, make yourself available to be used by God. Make yourself an empty vessel that needs to be filled up with the Lord. And he wants us to be a living sacrifice, a living example, a living epistle. God wants us to show ourselves faithful to him. The only way you can do it is to not be conformed to this world. Do not shape yourself as this world shapes. The Bible says abstain from sexual immorality. This society says use protection. God says that children are a heritage. This society says abort if you choose not to have the baby. How contradictory is that? It is very contradictory. God don't want you to use safe sex. God don't want you to use a rubber to stop having babies and to decrease sexual diseases. He wants you to abstain. He wants you to be with one husband or one wife. So if you change the way you think and understand that God's word is true, it is true. If he say don't do it, don't do it. And so, like I said, you have to change your mind because they drill different things in you. They drill you as a child, your mothers and parents, you know, and I love my mother and I love my father. But there's things that our parents did not know that we should know. And that is when a child, the Bible says, train them up. So as a child, we need to be imputing the word of God. We need to impute that we need to be workers for the Lord. However, as parents, and I raised my hand because out of ignorance, I did it too. Children, what do you want to be when you grow up? A doctor? What do you want to be? A physician? A pediatric, excuse me. What do you want to be? It's always, what do you want to be? What do you want to be? But we know now we are in the Lord. We don't do things like that. We don't do them. You want to point your children to God and to Jesus Christ. That's what we want to do. We're not interested in them being a doctor or a lawyer or, as they say, an Indian chief. They will be whatever they want to be if they put God first, because he said he will give us the desires of our heart. So if we're loving on him and living for him, if we want to be a doctor, we can be a doctor. If we want to be a lawyer, we can be a lawyer. Just put God first. That's all. But be ye transformed. And it's not those little toys and gadgets that you twist and turn and transform them from this monster to that monster. No. Be you, the human body, the human mind. Be it transformed. Be it changed. Be it renewed. That is what God is wanting from us. And the word says that we may prove, that we may test God, that we may show God, that we will let him know that he's all that he all and there's nothing else. And going on further down, it says, we have many members in one body. All members have not the same office. It just merely means that salvation is to all of us. There is no division in salvation. The division is where God points you to work on this earth, building for the kingdom. That's what it is. There's no division in salvation, only the work that God has called you to do. So being one body in Christ, but many members, we all have gifts. It's up to you to ask God what your gift is. According to the grace, he gives us grace, unmerited favor, grace. He gives us grace to obtain whatever it is that we would like to obtain. God is so good in his giving. And he says, let us wait on our ministry. God wants you to wait because he wants you to be equipped. You don't want to go out there without the word of God. Trust me. I do prison ministry, and some of them know the Bible better than any preacher, any doctor, any lawyer, any whatever. So we can't go to them any kind of way. The word says to study. Study. Study means to take something, not just read it, but read it for over and over for clarifications, for understanding, for revelation, that you may be equipped to go out. You must be equipped, not with the fact that just saying, oh, I'm saved, I got saved. Well, what do you mean you got saved? Well, how did you get saved? Well, what is saved? Oh, I don't know, but I just know Jesus lives in me. Uh-uh. You got to know how you became saved. Excuse me. How you became saved. And then it says, teach and train. Teach and train. Teach or train. And it says, he that teaches on teaches. In other words, if you have been elevated by God to teach others, teach. Teach. But you can't teach if you don't know anything. And he says, he that exalts on exaltation, lifting him up. That's what he wants you to do. Lift him up. And it says, let love be without dissimulation. That means don't be a hypocrite. Be what you say you are. And I'm trying to twist that around. Be what you say you are. And be what the Lord wants you to be. Cling to that that is good. Be kindly affectionate. Be kindly affectionate. Don't be slothful in your work for the Lord. Don't be slothful. It says fervent in the spirit serving the Lord. That means you got to be excited and in a hurry. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Uh-oh, tribulation. That means you're going to have some problems. Oh, yeah, you're going to have some problems. But it says to continue, be instant in prayer, always, always knowing that God is there, that your Savior is there. And it says distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Open your house. Give a I know they say don't give a person a ride, but you ought to have a discerning spirit. If somebody looks like they need transportation and you discern that there's no danger here, do it. You know, they might be stuck on the road. Their car might have broke down. You know, if your car breaks down on the road, you want somebody to help you. They might just need gas. Well, you know, you can go get some gas for them if you don't feel safe letting them in your car. But always have the discerning spirit. You know, God says to be wise. God wants us wide. He does not want us to be ignorant. And then bless them, persecute you. Now, we know in the Beatitudes they talk about a lot of that. Bless them. Bless them. Turn to your enemy and bless them. Turn to your enemy and pray for them. Pray for them. And don't curse them. God in heaven don't curse them. Rejoice with them. Rejoice. And weep with them. But do you weep like you don't have no hope? No. We don't weep as the carnal person. We weep knowing that we have an answer to the solution already. And that's good news. That is good news. And we compass to no man evil for evil. If you do evil for evil, evil is coming back on you. Don't avenge. Rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Vengeance is his. We can't get even with people. We can't get even. There's no such thing as getting even. Oh, I forgive you, but I won't forget. Well, if you don't forget, you haven't forgiven. So we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice. We have to make a choice how we're going to live. And the Bible says to overcome evil with good. What have you done good lately? What have you done good? What have you done good lately? And I rest my case momentarily.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sister got a word of the Lord. And I've never heard of it. I tell you what, she unlocked God's covenant blessing. And we talk about what the goodness of God. When we take the Bible, for what it's worth, and we take God at his rule, and we step out, and we know that God has blessed us beyond our own understanding. Many people are still in this world and don't know that they're living because they don't have the quickness of the Holy Spirit. It's like a child being born, but it has come out of his mother's womb, but it has not been spanked to be quickened. And see, when the Holy Spirit comes in, God quickens us. And we're living in a time here in America where that we turning our backs on what God wants us to do. And I'm a fighter. I'm not a prayer. I'm a fighter. But I want to speak something to some of you this morning also. We got a whole time. I think we're going to be running back for a while there, my beloved sister. But I wanted to start out with the book of Galatians. Chapter 1, verse 4. Well, Paul writes of his many letters, and Paul says these words. He says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. And I say to those who listen, Jesus gave himself for our sins. What was my sin? Lying, cheating, and stealing, doing things that were not constructive before God's presence. See, God's sin cannot live in God's presence. If we take notice, when Jesus died on Calvary, when he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? At the very moment, if we do our study, we see that sin enter into the body of Jesus Christ, and God turned his head from it. But he knew that there would be victory in his son, because you go back and read Psalm 57, 58, you're going to find where Jesus Christ was right there. He says, I was there when he made the foundation of the world. I was there when he did this and did that. I was there. It behooves us, the Christians, to the believers, to see that we know and know that we see, that God wants us to know. And that's why he says, gave himself. Gave means freely. He was freely, gave himself for our sin, that we might deliver us. See, deliver us. This is an evil world we live in. Don't you think the Democrats and the Republicans love you? Hogwash. They love what they can get to do what they need to do what they got to do, and that is zero. They're going to say, well, we did this. No, you ain't your lie. You did what you thought you could do, what you never asked God. Do I have a bone with the, I have a bone with the devil. There is no meat on the bone I'm talking about. It's nothing but a bone. See, but when you take notice of evil world, evil, is it evil today? Let's take that in Houston, the metropolitan. We got almost 4 million people living in Houston. We got more people who are lying. We got more people who are practicing witchcraft. We got more free people who are practicing. They got young girls right now that are selling their bodies. But we don't want to stand up and say, he delivered us from this present evil world. This world does not love you. I'm trying to just soak in and say to you, if you love God, you're going to see the love of God. God's love supersedes this present evil world, because Satan knew when he did what he did in heaven, and God kicked him out. And people say, well, we don't know the devil. Yes, Jesus said this. You go back to 18th chapter of Matthew, you're going to find Jesus said, I beheld, in other words, I saw Satan falling from heaven, zigging and zagging. And with his tail, he took a third part. See, Satan took all, see, God wasn't going to leave all that junk in heaven. Hallelujah. All of them. The liars, the thieves, the murderers. God wasn't going to leave it in. No. Take it out. And as a result of that, he came to this earth, but Jesus Christ was saved. But he gave himself according to the will of God. What's the will of God? His own will. His perfect will. He's God. He said he is. And I will say this to all of us to believe, to know that what God is saying. And as I take notice of what Paul says, he said, a lot of people think they're justified by what they're doing. I live under the law, man. But here what Paul says to them in Galatians, the third chapter, verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. What? No man. Not no black man, rich man, poor man.
Say it.
No man. Looking back, we're going forward. Is not justified by the law in the sight of God. But here's the evidence. The just. In other words, the justifier shall live by faith. Shall live by faith. F-A-I-T-H. Not F-A-T. Child, I had so much. Look here. I got blessed today. Yeah, good. Look here. My faith. And you got to hear what they're saying. My faith.
Mm-hmm.
My faith moves. Well, they're saying F-A-T-F-I-F-I-F-I-F-I-F-I-F-I-F-I. What are they saying? F-A-I-T, faith. F-A-T is, I'm going to take a chance. See, when you take a chance, you're not believing on God. If you're going to profound God's word, you're going to say, God said it, God said it, should have magnified, should have completed, because he's no liar.
All right.
And the law is not of faith. But the man, the woman, that doeth them shall live by them. Well, I mean, I go to church, there was Sister Brenda, though, and we're going to live in the law.
Yeah.
See what I want to show you. See what the Bible says, Christ had Christ. Jesus Christ. Christ, the anointed one, has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse of the law was a curse. When you go back and look in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy and Genesis, you're going to find that the law was nothing but a curse. It was a substandard. To show you the quickness of what God wants to do in this present day we're now living in.
Yes.
This world we live in does not have any saving grace. We got more people, more women who are right now being abused by their own husbands.
Yes.
They have to walk out sometime with their faces all flattered up like they done whooped on them. And I always said, give me that man, let me know so I give him a good right hand. Somebody said, how you gonna give him a right hand? Because in the right hand is where the power of God heals. Somebody.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Needs to know that there is no love like God. See the blessings of Abraham. See, when the man hang on the tree, because the law says. And if you notice, when Jesus Christ came in the world, he saw people hanging on the tree. It was a curse. It was a curse. But let's get deeper. We have the kingdom of God and we have the kingdom of heaven. We have the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is the Jews, Israel, and the kingdom of heaven is the church. The church. I'm going to say like those people said, nothing but the church. You going to go to the church? When you go, you got the left and the right coming together. Because the Bible says God wants one man. He's going to take Israel. He's going to take his beloved one. He's going to take that man Abraham, who took God, as a sister was preaching about it earlier. While God left his place, he went to a place. Leave where you are, Hunter. I got a place for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
The blessings of Abraham. What kind of blessings were on Abraham? They were financial blessings. He was a man 170 years old, and he had four wives. Had how many children? He's 170 years old, still producing children. And here's something that can't get saved for 40 years old. Can you, hallelujah, somebody. Y'all ought to pray with me right quick. Amen. Praise the living God. The Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. See, when we talk faith, see, a lot of our people, we don't want to talk about no faith. Because faith brings us to the point. It brings us to, I will say this, it brings us to games. It brings us to music, brings us to finance, so math, mail, Canada, people, messaging, weather. It brings us to all of that. Don't you hung up on me. But God is still able. And I will say this to you in the book of Ephesians. So, as we study close in the book of Ephesians, here's what Paul writes to this church and says these words. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. When I go back to the book of Galatians, in the first chapter, verse 4, we find that he gave himself. He gave, Jesus gave himself. And he took us to the other places, read into it. But I want you to know this, my beloved. What God is saying, he says, that in a dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Now listen at this, all things, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him that worketh all things the counsel of his own will. Here we come again, the counsel of God's own will. The counsel of God's own will, who delivered us from this evil world according to his own will. God has had a purpose for us. But it's up to us if we're going to do it. When you run for God, you're not afraid. Are you afraid? Some guys are, no, I ain't scared. Well, I'm not afraid. I know I'm not. See, because I want you to know this much. Because, see, when you find out what God's going to do, here's what you have to do. I got to make a choice of the God I want to serve. Do I want to serve this God on this side of the river? Back in Egypt, do I want to go to the new God where nothing but life? I want to serve the God where nothing but life. When Moses stood, and there was a dispute in the camp, said to them, choose. He said, whose side are you on? You on the God side, or you want to be on that side? And when they made a decision, now people don't believe this, but the Bible says, Moses said, kill them all. Kill them all? Man, that's my brother. That's my enemy. That's my uncle. That's my cousin. He said, kill them all. That don't sound like a preacher. Yes, it is. Because when you're going to, let me tell you something about God's word. It got me so sometimes I have to be quiet. When God's word begins to introduce itself, God does not see what we say. We have to see the royal prevention that God has made for us through us and by us. God has done so for us. God has let it be known for us and through us. And this is why the fullness of time, belongs to us right now. And that's what I just want to continue to tell you this much, what God is doing.
we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him, with all things. Here we come again, the counsel of His own will. The counsel of His own will. The counsel of His own will. You're on the phone with me. The counsel of His own will. Understand this, that we should be to praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Man, that's a powerful statement. Can you trust in God? Can you put everything aside? I've asked people, can you pray with me 1 hour? Man, that's a lot of praying. No, it's not, because I've done it. When you pray with 1 hour, you stand before God with nothing but humility. And you tell the Father His word back to Him. And His word cannot lie.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, bring me the word so that you might present it. This is what your word said, Lord. You said, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Oh, I did say that. And yes, I did say that. Now let me show you something of what God is saying to me. That we should be in the praise of His glory. A lot of folks don't want to praise God. A lot of folks don't want to get to church early, want to shout. A lot of folks just want to get there. When you get to church, you ought to be quiet in the sanctuary. A lot of folks want to come and look around, see what they got on, what they're wearing, who got the diamonds, who got the ring, who got this and that. No, be quiet. Excuse me. In whom we also trusted, and as you have heard, the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, whom also after that we believe, we will seal. Here we are again, seal. See, God has some promises. And I tell people, have you taken the time out to look at all the promises God has for us? I have. And I'm trying to get up on this over 3,000 of them. I'm trying to get them down in my spirit. He promised me, number one, eternal life. Because if I have eternal life is to be in His abode. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me, beloved. Which is the earnest of our inheritance and the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. To the praise of His glory. When we begin to praise God, when we allow nothing but, shall I say this, man, when we allow to praise out of our horn, out of our voice, do we give God the praises? Do we lift up our hands and say we love You? Do we bow our heads down and say, Lord, I surrender? Do we say, here I am, Lord? Somebody's in the prison right now. Don't know that You paid the price for us. Somebody's on the deathbed right now. Somebody hasn't showed them what the word faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the thing not, and the things not, and the things not. But faith comes by, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. The more you put the word of God down in you, the more you're going to understand God's operation. The more you're going to hear God saying, I am that I am. The more you take God at His word, see, we need to stop. See, a lot of folks don't want to think. I just met Sister Brenda about 2 weeks ago. What I say this now. If you love God the way I know you love God, and the love for all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you. My prayers go to those who believe. See, I don't have time to deal with a hook and hook. I ain't got time to deal with somebody out there still want to smoke some drugs, drink a little wine.
Amen.
No fun. We go get women, take it to the motel room. Now, what God wants, hallelujah, God wants us. Hello?
I'm here. Hello? Hey, calling
God wants us to stand firm. And see, here's what Paul says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you and to me the spirit of wisdom, of revelation, and the knowledge of him. The knowledge of him. Why the knowledge of him? Because if you got the knowledge of God, you have a, man, beloved, you have a perfect understanding. When God was, he was still God. May I share this with the listener? Well, thank you for listening. I worked for the city of Houston years ago before I retired. And I was coming home one day, I had my new suit on, feeling kind of, you know, funky, as they say. I thought I was a big time and all this here. And so one day on 59 at the crossroads there, 59, I asked God, I said, God, where did you come from? And I heard the word say to me, I spoke myself into existence. Wow. Did you just hear what I just said? I bowed down in that vehicle. I said, Lord, I said, please, Lord. Not now, Lord. I said, I understand. I hear you. When God say, I spoke myself into existence. Man, you just cleaned my plate. I don't have nothing to put up on it. You got that kind of power, yeah? That's the resurrection power. That's the creative power. That's the power. Ooh, my Lord, where you come from? He said, I spoke. I leave it alone. I don't put it in the fire. No, that's God. I ain't got that's God's business. And I leave it up there because he give us the understanding. And when he give us that, Lord, I'm happy, Lord. I'm happy, Lord. I thank you. Of him. That the eye of your understanding. See, we say the eye of our understanding, see, because we can see things from the mystical standpoint and we can understand it. But he said the eye of your understanding. Being enlightened, the more you study God's word, the more you get enlightened and you understand what God is saying. And you understand the hope of his calling or the riches of his glory is inherent. And see, there are a lot of people that live in the world we live in. They don't want to know what you know. Sister Lipscomb, they don't want to know it.
No, sir.
Why?
No, sir.
Here's why. And I'm going to be honest with you. We got some hypocrites that are around us. Go to church, they're nothing but a rat. They're going to smile at you. Ooh, how you doing, brother? How you doing, Brenda? Jackal.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have you to know what Paul said to the church at Philippians. He said, listen, brothers and sisters, being confident of this very thing which he has begun in us, a good work, and he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So you mean I got to worry about what they're saying about me? Better go fly a kite.
Mm-hmm.
If I got the confidence that what he started in me, what God has started in me, oh, you backed up there. No, what God has started in me, because God is the one winked at us and drew us closer. He's the one that done that for us. And you got some of these jackals out there who want to come. They want to come on the. See, that's one reason why. Let me tell you something. I love God, but I hear what Paul said. Paul said, "I lay my head down day and night, and I weep for my people." Are we ready, Houstonians, to do a revival? Forget the church you go to. Are you ready to do a revival? Are you ready to take what God? Are you ready to take the confidence that God has for? Don't put your pastor down. Love him. Your pastor might be ready to receive what God is doing. Your teaching might not be ready. But if you know that you know that you know that you know that you know God has given you the power. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't got no power to heal. God has given it to us. See, I want you to know, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also. What kind of mind was in Jesus Christ? A mind to serve God, to worship God. Oh, they just dropped off the line. Must have been through our fault.
But here we are. See, I don't have time to face the gospel. Because I've been put in jail for the preaching the gospel. I've been beat up by it. I've been slapped. I've been lied. Yes. And you think I'm gonna let somebody put they what they gotta, I will sit there with an humble spirit. But I want to stand this with you. Praise God. Because God has everything. See, I want us to know this much, Sister Brenda. See,
sir?
A lot of people, and I say this in closing so that she can come back in. We're tagging right now, but I say this. That we, Brenda, Brother Hunter might walk worthy of the Lord as a pleasing and having fruitful and every good work and increase in the knowledge of God. Why do we want to increase in the knowledge of God? We want to know. See, a lot of people want to come on and say, well, I know much of you. No, he knows me. You don't know what I know, and I don't know what you know. I'm never going to tell somebody I'm smart as you. I'd be lying.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I was hoping that some of my brothers and laborers in the ministry would call in, because this is a good opportunity to share the word of the Lord. And
I'm just asking, did anybody call in? It's wide open. Tell them to call in.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to call some of them back. They were calling me and texting me and everything, because I sent out a bunch of texts, because I know these men are filled with power and the Holy Ghost, and there ain't no shaking and shucking and driving with them. Let's go to James. Sir?
Text that number to 347-850-8955. Tell them the hour is open.
Okay.
If they're not afraid, come on. If they want to be afraid, don't come on.
Well, they're not afraid. They're not afraid. Sir?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm going to the third chapter of James this time. And I want to deal with verses, from verse 5, okay? And it says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire can kindle. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire for hell. What are you saying here, James? What are you saying? You are saying that bitter and sweetness come from the same tongue. You are saying that I love you on this hand and I curse you on that hand. How can you do that? How can you do that? And say the tongue is like a fire. And we know we cannot contain fire. We just heard them, so many forest trees went down. Fire is wow. So if you don't learn how to train your tongue, you would say some of everything. You would say the truth. You would say a lie. You would say, I was not there. If you didn't touch my clothes, I was not there. You would say everything. Because it says the member is that little member, that little bitty tongue. It can do everything, good and evil. So my word to you is, are you on your way to hell? Are you on your way to hell? Because it says the tongue can defile the whole body. The whole body. The tongue, that little member of your body that makes up a part of the body that God gave you. It is a dangerous weapon not to know how to use your tongue. It is a dangerous weapon to put your mouth on the man of God. Does that mean you touch him? No. It means that you're out there saying negative things. You don't know if he's called or not called. You don't know if he's living or not living. All you know is that what he said. And all I can say to you is that whatever you said, it needs to line up. It needs to line up with the word of God. If it is not lining up, then you're out of order. You're out of order.
Amen.
You're out of order. Because God wants you to speak the truth. And sometimes we as workers in the ministry have to speak something that's very, very hard. But the prophets of old, they didn't have a problem saying, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. So what are you saying? Can you say, thus saith the Lord? Oh, I know. It's okay to take a little drink. It's okay. Jesus drank, or Jesus made wine, or Jesus did this. But what does the word say? It gives us an example. Let's start out with Lot. He drank a lot, went to sleep, didn't even know his daughters were sleeping with him. That's what drinking will do for you. Drinking will make you not understand what's going on. Drinking. So if a little drink is going to make me drunk, I don't want it. If a little drink is going to impair my relationship with the Lord, I don't want it. It's just that
I don't want it.
I don't want it. If smoking weed clouds my thinking, I don't want it. Now, have I ever, I love to give my testimony, have I ever smoked weed? Yes, I have. I tell everybody when I'm ministering, you need to know the truth is standing before you. Yes, I smoke weed. But God used drug tests on my job to make me put it down. And I tell you, I'm happy, glad that I put it down and I haven't picked it up back again. And that's over 30 plus years. And have I been around people that smoke weed? Absolutely. Did it make me want to go back? No. No man that puts his hand to the plow is fit for the kingdom if all he can do is look back and say, oh, did I have a good time then? I sure did, but I don't want that time no more. I want to live this life that's pleasing to the Lord. I don't want those things of the world. And here they go trying to legalize marijuana. Not gold. They've already done it. They've already done it. And I told you, the world contradicts everything. Not one thing, but everything that God says. Do we want to live what God say, or do we want to accept what man say? It is your life that you're putting on the line. And is it that serious? No, it's not. I wouldn't give up my life for a joint right now for nothing that the world has to offer for me. Nothing.
Go ahead, sister.
Nothing. I choose life and not death. I choose life and not death. What are you choosing today? What are you choosing? Have you made up your mind? Do you understand? I heard Dr. Evans preach a message about fire. A little bitty fire cannot be dangerous. But a little bitty fire can spark a great fire, a condemning fire, a killing fire. So do you want to be like David and take another man's wife? That was fire, fire, a little kindled fire. How was it a kindled fire, Brenda? I'm glad you asked. Because he strolled outside and saw with his eyes something that he should not have. Same thing that happened to Adam and Eve. in the garden. Same thing. Their eyes saw it. Their eyes saw something. And their eyes put a fire down in them that said, I got to have it. I got to have it. It was an urgent desire through the eyes. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? You need to put blinders on. If you have a weakness to this and you know that you want to live for the Lord, put the blinders on. Put the blinders on. We see food before we taste food. You see sin before you do sin. The Holy Spirit, if you say, will let you know you're on the wrong path. And then you have a choice to make. Do I choose left? Do I choose right? Do I go straight ahead? Or do I backpack? What's your choice today? Do you choose to walk with the Lord or walk with Satan? That's how simple it is. Walk with the Lord or walk with Satan? What's your choice? What's your choice today? This is December the 11th, 2013. If the Lord bless you, are you going in 2014 with the same mess that you did in 2013? The devil is a lie. Even I have stuff that I need to straighten out, that I need to get stronger in. You haven't arrived. I haven't arrived. You keep on growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Go ahead, Brother Wynn. I got to clear this up.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things that I tell you is I'm just going to give you a touch of something. I want you to hear this. I got 5 minutes, so I want people to hear this here, if they can. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm waiting on some of them brothers you got.
Okay, I'm getting ready.
Ma'am?
I'm going to see if I can get one right now.
All right. If he's
yes,
not, Lord. If he's not, pray that we understand.
Yeah. You got to want to. This is the thing that you got to want to. Are you willing to sacrifice just a little bit of time? Just a little time for the Lord. Are you willing? I appeal to you out there. Are you willing to give just a little time to the Lord this morning? Are you going to? Okay. Are you going to push this one? And then let him know you're on the line. Okay, go ahead. We're waiting on you. Okay. He's trying to get in. So he's going to call right back or something. A great man in the Lord. Great singer. Powerful testimony. Yeah.
Amen. I ain't got many men in Houston because a lot of black men are afraid of me. And I know why, because I'm an extremist. You're taking all the leave nothing.
Hey, that's what God said. Yeah, and that's the way he is. He said he don't want no lukewarm Christians. He spits you out.
Yeah. But our prayer is that God will bless us and keep us. And his person on right now. Come on.
Okay.
Hello, my brother. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. How you feel this morning?
I'm blessed indeed. I am Dr. Willie J. Hunter, Apostle. Who are you?
Oh, I am Pastor Earl Wilbert. How you? Just glad to be able to talk with you this morning and share a little bit of something that I get every time I think about this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
This time of the year is significant in that, I don't know what the protocol here is, but I'll just say this, is that this time of the year, we don't understand, all of us have to remember that we have to become a baby in a manger. We have to be the boy that was in the temple. We have to become the man that was on the mountain. We have to become the sacrifice on the cross. We have to be the body in the tomb that is empty, and he's coming soon. But according to the words from Matthew 2 and 11 is that he told the spies that when you find this child, let him know. But what I want to tell you all today, I stopped by on my way to glory, is that when you see Jesus, it ought to take you in another direction.
All right.
When you see Jesus, it ought to take you in another direction. It doesn't matter about family. It doesn't matter about friends or your foes. When you see Jesus, things ought to change in your mindset. It ought to change in the way God has chosen you to be about his business. God
Amen.
Bless you and God keep you.
Minister Wilbert.
Yes,
Minister
ma'am.
Wilbert, before you go, can you give us a hymn or something?
A hymn. I'm kind of hoarse. I've been singing all week. You know, I had a revival.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in a revival. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the cause of all my joy. He fills me with his love. Everything that I need, he sends it from above. Thank you, Jesus. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God bless y'all. Thank you for allowing me to share that little bit with you all.
Well, I want to share something with you, my daughter. I want to share something with you. You're a man of God. You're working too hard out there. You're working too hard in the flesh. You need to get God to let God use you. God has a great call on your life. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening to you. I have to listen. I'm here.
I'm listening
to you. That's fine.
Yes, sir. God has some people that are listening for you to say, let's move.
Oh, God.
Let's move. They want to see some things happen. They're looking for the things that the Bible speaks of. This is the confidence that we have in him. You got some
Amen.
People, and I see this to all the preachers, the pastor, I am. God wants to take your church and turn it upside down.
My God, that's the word there.
I walked with a man that I knew 20-some-odd years ago before he went to glory, John Osteen. And by God help me there with him, I learned scripture understanding. And as we
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
And as a result of that, I watched God. I got to meet some of the big guns. Kenneth Copeland, he's still here. The brother out of Oklahoma, I met with him. I got a chance to meet some men that loved God, didn't play with God. They had a position that they stood on. I was positioned to stand on. You have. But we have got to come together. I know that what God has done in us and through us, God has given us the power. And I can tell by your voice, I can tell by your humility, I can tell what God wants to do to you, but God has a greater work for you to do right now. And next week, he's going to open up a gate for you. You got about 10 or 12 people right there they're ready to run with you. And they ain't no broke folks neither. They're ready to run with you. Because God, guys, he needs his example in Houston. And I'm telling people, because I know what it means to see the Holy Ghost move. I've seen what it means to see the blinded eyes open. I've seen what it means. Always bringing up the flesh, I've come to understand. As long as we take the word of God and use it, God want to use you. Man, I ain't never met you. But I'm telling you, as a man of God, you're not a coward.
Say that.
Hallelujah. Well, I thank you so much, dear sister, man. I'm going to have to get back with you guys, because I'm going now for the cut of yard, so I'll get back with you.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming
right,
on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I ain't going to, oh, Lord, it set something on me already. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Oh, my
okay.
God. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, baby. Ooh, Lord, I feel something. Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you. I'm going to have to enjoy this moment.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, my baby.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
God. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right, yeah. Sis. Let me go and get at this yard before it gets too cold on me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
All right. Be blessed.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank
Amen.
You. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's one of my partners in the ministry. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, okay. Oh, well, but if you have bitter, envy, and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. If you have selfish ambitions, if you plan to step on everybody as you get to where you want to go, know that you're going to fall. Because
Amen.
The truth is God does the elevating, not you. So you can step on whoever head you want to. But until God say move, you're not going anywhere. Or you might be like the children, beg for a king. Beg for a good-looking king. Remember, I was talking about eyes.
Yeah.
Beg for a king, and God said, okay, you can have it. I'm going to give you a king. But he ain't going to be the king that I have for you. So, we know. You can ask, and God in his permissive will give it to you. But you won't succeed with it. You won't make it. If you're doing evil against your brother, saying all manner of evil, God shall recompense your doing. You don't have to worry. You don't have to get out there and say, I'm going to get even. You're not going to get even. You're not going to get even. Give it up. God has had to do the getting evil, not you. If you go out there, you're going to fail. You might as well know it. Failure is on your way, and the same purpose, the same promise, excuse me, for the evildoer is coming your way. You can't do it. You cannot do it. The Bible says to submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There's something you got to do. Resist. When temptation come at you, you don't have to accept it. You don't have to say, I'm weak. Oh, God, where are you? He's there. But it's up to you to submit your will to the will of God. And resist the devil. Resist the temptation. Resist the trial that comes your way. Every trial is not unto condemnation. Because the Bible says that with every temptation and trial, God said that he will give you a way to escape. He didn't say he'll give you a way to fall into sin. He said it's going to come. It is going to come. Trials and tribulations, they are going to come. But when they come, God has given you an avenue to get away. It's a resist to devil, and he will flee. Person I used to work with say that they were better for people to say, there he's going, than there he laid. You do not have to fight with me and fight. Take off. Take off running. I'd rather run from the enemy and not let him overtake me than to sit there and say, come on in, I can handle you. You can't handle Satan. If you can handle Satan, Jesus wouldn't have to come. Jesus built the gap. He rebuilt the gap to God our Father. He bridged it. We got a way over, y'all. It is up to us to take it. The choice is ours.
Amen.
What do you choose today? That's always my choice. What do you choose? And then there's another. What's driving you? What's making you move? What's making you go the way that you're going? What is it? Identify it and throw it in the trash. Throw it in the fire. Remember, it's a consuming fire. So throw it in the fire. What's driving you? Is your past driving your future? What's driving you? Did your mother mistreat you or abandon you? So now you don't want children and you don't have time. What's driving you? Were you abused as a child from whomever? And so therefore, you don't trust men. You don't trust women. What's driving you? What's driving you today? What's making you go in the direction that you're going? What is it? Understand and face that demon face to face and say, I don't have to deal with you, and then take off. Take off running. Take off running. And he's going to say, oh, where's she? I thought I had her. I bet you did. But you don't have me. You thought you had me, but you don't have me. The Bible said this is a spiritual warfare. So that means that I can't see my enemy, but he's there. Don't worry, he's there. He's lurking, waiting, whispering in your ear. He's there. He's there. Don't worry about it. He's there. You might not see him, but he's there. You don't have to see him. Trust the word. He's there. But all you need to do is resist. Don't give in. Resist. 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 Or fall into his clutches. The choice is yours. I don't want to be used by the devil. I don't. I don't want to be used. I'll give you another. I just love things. My husband used to do things that he shouldn't. And so one night I decided I'm going to do it. Oh, yes, I did. I decided that. Mm-hmm. But because I had prayed the prayer, Lord, keep me. Keep my mind. Keep my heart. Keep me. I wanted him to keep me. And I want you to know he's a God that's faithful to his word. I got dressed to go out. I had it all in my mind. I was going to have y'all a good time, y'all. A real good time. Let me tell you how God kept me. He made me fall asleep. When I woke up the next day, I hadn't been nowhere. I said, God, keep off. I got dressed to kill. I was going out there, as they said, I was going to paint the town red. I sure did, laying on my bed. I didn't go nowhere. He didn't allow it to happen. He kept me. The word of God is true. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. And I desired to be kept. I just made my mind up that, hey, I was going to do my thing. How you know? It's not about your thing. It's about God's thing. And he will preserve those that he has his hand on. He will preserve you. And I want you to know he took care of me. He took care of me. He took care of me. Self didn't have no power over the Holy Spirit. No power. No power. So I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I am enjoying myself in the Lord. I just thank you that you afford me the opportunity. And I thank the person that put me in contact with you. And she has been a true witness for me and to me. Because she said that I had said something to her and I led her to Christ. and she's never turned back, you know. So, and she now has her own ministry. I mean, she's just an encouragement to me, you know. Mm-hmm. She's just an encouragement to keep on keeping on, you know. Sometimes when we don't see the fruit of our labor, we get doubtful, and we just mm-hmm. think that we're not doing anything. But my encouragement is to you is don't give up. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
It's not a matter how many people you lead to Christ. It don't matter. What matters is that they know Jesus. And
Amen.
That when you equip them with the word, that they go out and bring more in. That's what it's all about. The
That's
Holy
what it's
Spirit,
all about.
Jesus Christ, it's not for you to bottle up and put like the, what was it, the man that put the talent in the bottle and buried it. You know, it's not about that. Share the
Amen.
Word of God. Share the word of God.
Amen.
It's for everybody. Share the word of God.
Share the word of God. Well, you know what, Brenda, what I want to do is I want to, a few things I want to say. Will you please stay with me?
Yes. Say it with you.
I want to take us to a scripture in 2 Corinthians 10:5. 2 Corinthians 10:5.
Okay.
And this is where I learned something. Casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Two things we take notice of. We got to cast down imagination. What do we imagine? See, out of this carnal mind of us, we have an imagination that we got a new car, we got a new home, we got a new this, a new this. We're doing this, and we've got another slight jealousy. But we got to cast down that imagination. You need to say when the thought comes up, oh, can't live here. No room.
Amen.
No room. Only and the knowledge and the word of God. And also when Paul writes it, am I making sense, sister?
No, amen, amen.
Amen. And bring it into captivity. When we say bring into captivity, it means we're going to rest. We're going to put the handcuffs on. We're going to put the boom boom box. We're going to cut it off. We've got the television on because we're going to bring it into what? Into captivity. Every thought. Well, you see, a man don't know that the enemy is asleep. Men know it. The devil say, did you see that woman just pass you by? Say, yeah, that's a woman of God. No, I didn't mean it like that. Yeah, that's a woman of God. See, because the devil, praise, Satan's trying to get you to see just the opposite, to get your thought process.
Yes.
That's the idea of the fact that you need to hear what I'm saying. Satan's saying, no, Satan, you're a liar from the beginning. You're a liar right now. And you're still a liar. But you're going to cast down every imagination and everything that is all itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity. And when you come, you're in captive because you got the blood stuff. You see the blood? The blood got you down. Amen. And what I'll say to people in Matthew 7 says, it says, ask Willie Hunter, Brenda, and it shall be given.
Yes,
you, individually, purposely. Seek, and thou shalt find. Seek means to peruse the what's going before. See it. Seek it. See on the grass. I told a person that's in a big ocean out there, there's a piece of gold. And somebody said, how you find that? All you got to do is ask God. All you got to do is ask God.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, go down and open the mouth of the fish, you find the money we need. Go down there, cast the net on the other side. We got it. Never before have I seen such great faith in you in Israel and before. The woman said, Lord, even the thought. See, the Jews thought Gentiles as dogs. But Jesus came to make it even better for us. He died for the Son. But he died also for the church.
Yes, yes.
And when God comes to us and let us know. And I say this, now, if we come to understand, watch in prayer and watch it mean to stay awake. You know, sometimes if you go to take a nap, you take a quick nap, and you got to be alert. To be sleepless is to be active. You're going to concentrate. Mm. You got a wolf out there.
Mm.
You got a big python out there.
Mm.
You got a big bull, got long horns, and he's snorting blood because he's a. I'm telling you the signs of the enemy. He's already out there. You got to know. You got to watch and pray and be alert.
Yes,
you got
indeed.
To fight without distraction. Don't let somebody distract you. Well, we told you to be at the church today. Why wouldn't you do it? Well, God had me somewhere, and you didn't call me and ask me this morning. So what we got to do is take it for what it's worth, that what God is saying. We got to be honest with our enemy. See, because the enemy is getting beside himself. He's causing many problems. I find more men who got more men for their lovers. I'm trying to say, how could some of these pastors, when the anus was not made like it was a vagina? I'm being open on this, Lord.
Say it well.
See, because the vagina was for the reproductive organ.
Amen.
And the organ that we have was supposed to be, and see, the Bible calls it the man's quiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of seed. Nobody knows how, even now, the doctor can't tell you how, that once that the sperm and the ovum is mixed together, nobody can tell you how they see God forms life. It's still a mystery.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, God Almighty. But I say to every believer that's listening to us, Brenda, pray, stay in prayer. Satan is in his darkness. He's trying to trap us all. When you stop praying and you start praying, P-R-E-Y-N-G, when you stop, see, but I want to say this to you, what Jesus said, and he cometh unto the disciples. Now, let me show you something. Well, you got them. Well, tied in, Lord. And find them asleep. You mean the Lord said, you guys be up and watching me for 1 hour? Yeah, Lord, we're going to do it. But you know what? They went to sleep, didn't they?
Went to sleep.
Went to sleep. But sometimes we as believers, we go to sleep.
Yeah.
Y'all not here.
Yeah.
And he said unto Peter, could you not watch with me for an hour? Peter, you're supposed to be the big boy. You want to see what I'm called. See, but you got to put aside all the finale and let the flesh take what the supernatural of God take. Sleep on, fellas. Sleep on. I'm coming to what I was saying. But go on, it's all right. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. See, I'm very meticulous about how I dress women. Hi, sister. I'm not going to say, hey, girl, what's going on, sister girl? What you got, girl? No. No. That's a woman who's owned by somebody, who's been spoken of by somebody. According to how I treat her, I treat my wife and I treat my daughter. Because I don't want somebody to walk up to my wife and say, come on here, girl, let me tell you something. Where your hoods, man, at? I'm somebody to give me some oil and lay it upside his head and cast that demon out. Holy is the Lord, amen?
Amen.
Pray with you. When someone does something for us, we ought to think, well, say, hey, I thank you, sister. See, I thank you for coming on the radio.
Oh, amen.
I had four more people supposed to come on, but they said, well, you know, my sister got. I said, they just going like the scripture says. Well, you know, Lord, we got to go home. We heard it. We got to We got to run over and check on the horses. Got to check on the hogs. But are you stewards? That quantifies what God is saying. Pray with thanksgiving. And she says, she's a woman that has integrity. I said, okay, I don't know one woman I met with integrity, and that's my wife. And then I met another woman of integrity. You stand firm on what you're saying. And here's what I want to say to you, my beloved sister. We need to thank God because God continues to bless us and help us. His hand is constantly outdoors us, my beloved sister. God has more for us than we have asked God for.
Yes, indeed.
Do you know, Rich, you don't even have to beg for nothing? Do you know you got a new airplane you don't have to beg for it? A new car?
Yes, indeed.
This is a little deep. I'm going to fool with you. I wanted me a Mercedes-Benz. And I prayed. And I prayed. Satan said, you ain't getting no car, fool. Yes, I am. I got a 500 SEL Mercedes-Benz.
Praise God. Praise God.
Given to me. Am I begging for it? No. Because I know what God's word says. And so I said, oh, you mean I can get this car? Lord, I want an airplane next.
Glory to God.
My wife said, you're begging too much. I said, if I'm going to beg, I ain't got to do is plead God. Because he said I can ask because I got places to go. I can get fast in an airplane, not can in a car. Am I right about it? Somebody ought to say
amen. Amen.
That's what God is saying. He said, but thanks be unto God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God gives us a victory. Victory, 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 victory. It's not how we see it, it's how we take it.
Amen.
If we see what God is doing for us, God is not lack. You think God not watching this whole thing? When you get up in the morning, how you doing this morning, Father? I love you so much today, Father. You let my body rest last night, and you got me up, stirred up this morning. You gave me a better understanding. You took me to another depth, another height. Lord, I just want to thank you. I love you. And Lord, because you are who you say you are. Oh, praise your holy name.
Yes, yes.
Oh, jeez, I'm getting happy. That's all right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, indeed.
That in this ministry.
Yes, indeed.
See, Brenda?
Yes, sir.
There are people in the ministry that you know that I'll never meet, but we got to pray for them.
Amen. Amen.
We got to. We got to pray that they take the word of God. See, I believe in the vibrations of nothing but the, in other words, give me the W-R-D.
Amen.
Give me the rhema. Give me the rhema of the word. Give it to me.
Give me the
word. And the word became flesh. Jesus said, I speak those things. We got the same authority to speak those things that be not as though they were. Call from what God is and what God not is.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let me continue just a little bit on the scripture that you read in at chapter 10. It says, if we back up one more verse, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do walk. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare. All right, you ain't got to get that Smith and Wesson semi-automatic or whatever. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not made by man, but they are mighty through God
to the pulling down of strongholds. If you've been praying for that child 10 years, keep on praying. How about 20 years?
Yes.
Keep on praying. Casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge. You got to learn some people against the knowledge. And bringing into captivity every thought. How about some thought? Mm-mm. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the word that I want to pay attention to is exalt. Exalt means to lift up. Well, I'm reminded of Isaiah, the 14th chapter, when Satan made a proclamation. He said, I will ascend into the heaven. I will. Well, what are you trying to go back for? You already was there. I will exalt. Okay? I'm going to lift up my throne above yours, God. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Wait a minute. You challenging God? I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. Hey, people, y'all belong to me. I'm sitting on a throne and I'm looking down. You need to praise me. Look up and see me. That's what Satan said. Mm-hmm. And he said, in the signs of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. What? You can go above the clouds? Again, Satan, you was already there. And now you're kicked out. And you're going to talk about what you're going to do? I don't think so. Oh, then he messed up with the last one. He said, I will be like the Most High. Wrong again, Satan. You cannot be like the Most High. Because the Most High is who he is. He's on his throne, and he's not letting you come anywhere near it. Not anywhere near it. You had the opportunity to be his covering, and you decided you want to get higher than him. It does not work. How are you going to exalt yourself above a God that's everywhere at the same time? That can hear every prayer at the same time and get nothing confused. How are you going to exalt yourself above the God that has the power to create and to destroy? How, Satan? How? You got to cast down those thoughts. We as a people must cast down those thoughts. Excuse me. Satan, I said before, has no power unless you give it to him. Are you going to exalt the throne of the devil? How many times in the Old Testament did God destroy those false idols? Destroy those false gods? How many times it is mentioned throughout the Old Testament how he tore down the vain imagination? How he got rid of them? And you want to allow Satan to come into your life, bring him back to you, and you lift him up? Is that your choice today, to lift up Satan or to lift up God? Satan is not in control of God. God is in control of him. And truthfully, if you really study the word, Satan only has the power that God gives him. But in Isaiah also, it says that God says, I created the good and the evil. But he didn't make the evil to destroy you. It is only because of sin. Sin.
Yes.
When God created man, he created him perfect to live in harmony with him. Disobedience has us in the place that we are today. Disobedience. Disobedience. But I would rather to obey than to offer sacrifice to God. Because I can't offer a good enough sacrifice. He's already gave his son. That's the sacrifice. I can't offer anything unto the Lord but the acceptance of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. That's
what bridges the gap. That's what makes it all right. That's what makes my living not in vain. Not in vain. I'm not living to fail. I'm not living to say no. I'm living to say yes to the Most High God. Yes to Jesus Christ, your Son. Yes to the Holy Spirit, part of the Trinity. Can you find Trinity in the Bible? No. But God manifested himself, and he's true to his word. He say, and the Father is me, and the Father is Jesus, and the Father is the Holy Spirit. They all are one. They all are one. We don't serve no three gods. We don't serve no three gods. We serve one God that manifests, that made known to us his different personalities. We in the flesh could not do it. Man had messed up. But thank God that he had a plan in place even before. In Genesis 1 and 26, and I don't want to not quote it correctly, so just give me a minute. In Genesis 1 and 26, I do believe, I want to check myself, because like I said, you don't want to lead nobody astray. Okay. You got somebody else, Dr. Hunter?
No, go ahead. Somebody just called me from another state, and I'll tell them we're in prayer.
Okay. Okay. Genesis 1 and 1. And God said, let us. Who is the us, everybody? Who is the us? And God said, let us make man in our image. In our image. After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. I want you to have dominion over it. I want you to have rule over it. I want you to. And I'm going to make you like us. God created us to be like him. But because we fail, the word says in Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, well, who was he talking to? And he said, let us. Us means more than one. So for clarity, he's saying way back here, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. We were created to serve the Lord. We were created to love him. We were created to live in harmony with the fish, with the fowls of the air. We were created to be in perfect harmony with God.
We messed up, people.
The eyes, they fooled us, you know.
Yeah.
They fooled us. My God, they fooled us. my Lord, they fooled us. I just think about that. They fooled us. They tricked us.
Yes.
Yeah, they tricked us. Well, if you don't mind, it's 11:07. Can I just pray for a minute, and then I'm going to be silent, okay? Because
I've
spoken so much. Now it's time for me to sit back and listen and see what the word has to say to me. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. I come before you lifting up your holy and your righteous name. I come just saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity of prayer, God. Thank you that you allowed me to wake to a brand new day. Thank you, God, that you kept a roof over my head and food on my table. God, I thank you, Lord, that you've been everything that I need. And God, I am leaning and casting all of my cares upon you, knowing that you care for me. And then, God, I ask right now that you will forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my iniquities. Forgive me of every evil thought that I might have had. God, just forgive me. Let the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, cover me right now. God, renew, continue to renew your spirit within me. And God, I thank you for that. I praise and I magnify you. I thank you for my spiritual family, and I thank you for my natural family, Lord. I thank you for those that pray for me. And God, I lift them up to you right now. I don't know who all might be praying for me, but I know they're praying for me, God, because I feel your presence, Lord. So I lift them up right now, God, and I ask that you keep them praying for others, Lord. Keep them interceding for others, Lord. And then, God, I lift up this nation to you first, Lord. God, I say over and over again, never has there been a president in this United States that they've given so much trouble to as President Obama. God, I ask that you strengthen him, empower him, Lord, to live a life pleasing to you, Lord. God, I lift up his family to you today. All of the persecutions that they have to go to just because they voted in an African-American president. God, I lift up traveling grace and mercy for them as they travel back from the homegoing service of Nelson Mandela. God, I look at that and I say, God, 27 years, God, he was in prison. But never once did he lose his sight or focus, God. And then, just like Job, you gave him double for his trouble. You extended his life well into the 90s, God. Nobody could do that but you. God, so I thank you for equipping him to be a person that was standing today, Lord. And then, God, I lift up the rest of our parliament. I'm going to say parliament. I lift them up. And, God, I lift up the Democrats and the Republicans, Lord, that they can come together and be on one accord. And, God, you be in the midst, Lord, because you said that if you were in the midst, that we could agree, God. So let them agree, Lord. I thank you, Obamacare. A lot of people complain, God, but I thank you, Lord, for it because, Lord, I'm one of those that are in that situation that needed that health plan. God, so I thank you for it, Lord. Not that you're not a healer, because you are. God, I know that you created men with intelligence. And God, and you gave us doctors, Lord. But we know that the healing comes from you. The doctors only treat the symptom. So God, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for traveling grace and mercy for Dr. Hunter, myself, and all that are en route someplace, Lord. God, I bind up accidents and out-of-control vehicles and drunk drivers. God, I just ask that you put a protective hedge around us. And then God is running rampant with teachers messing with children, God. We send our children to school thinking that they're safe within the school. And then principals and teachers come and molest our children. God, I bind that kind of action right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over it right now. And those children that have already been affected, Lord, erase it from their minds, God. Erase it. And even in the Catholic Church, God, all of those children that have been molested down through the years, God, erase their mind, God, and give them a mind that will seek you and a forgiving spirit, God. I thank you for that right now. I thank you for those that are in hospice, Lord, that you will send us to them, Lord, that we will minister the word of God to them, Lord, and not just their spiritual needs, but their natural needs, Lord. Sometimes they just need somebody to comb their hair. Sometimes they just need somebody to sit down and hold their hand. God, equip us, God, to minister in the cancer hospitals, the hospice places, and just the nursing homes, God. Open up a door and a way for us that we could just walk on in and do your work, God. And God, some of them are old and they've given up on you, Lord, but encourage them, Lord, to let them know that you're still there. And God, I praise you for that right now. I praise you for this internet service, Lord, that we can come together and be on one accord. God, I thank you for Dr. Hunter. I ask that you keep his family, his children, grandchildren. God, just put a protective hedge around him and keep him encouraged, Lord. God, I ask that you send praying men and women to him, Lord. God, that you would send people to him, that the airways will go out, Lord. And God, that somebody will hear the word of God and compel them to come. I lift up our different church families, Lord, our pastors, the shepherds that you have placed over us, Lord, that they will be God-fearing people, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for the city of Houston, Lord. I thank you for those in Dallas that had bad, bad weather, Lord. God, I know that you're in control of everything that happens. Nature is in your control, God. So I just thank you that you're bringing people safe and sound. And God, I just praise you. I magnify you. I glorify your holy and your righteous name. And God, help us to understand that this is not the season for gift giving, Lord. It is not the season that we go out and buy everything for our family and our children and what have you. But God, help us to understand that this season is about your son, Jesus Christ. And not only do we worship him today, but every day, Lord, we thank you for him. We thank you that he was willing to sacrifice his life for us. And God, I just thank you and I ask all of these blessings in your precious son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we just come before you right now with the thanksgiving for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Father, we just bow our hearts, our heads, and we just lift our up to you and say, we praise you, we love
yes.
you, and we adore you.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
I want to thank you for Brenda, a lady that I've seen a picture on the internet. I pray that you would bless her and keep her. I pray you would not only gird her, but also her husband, her children, and her family, and those who walk in her. And may all those that she call upon in her circle of influence, that they will try to do no harm, not to you, harm to them, but they will do love one for another.
Yes.
And then, Father, I want to thank you for her. I know that she's a woman of much stature, a woman that believes, and I thank you for her, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for the hope that I hear in her, Father. That holy laughter, Father. And may one day the fullness will flow. I want to thank you, Father, for right here in Houston, Texas, where we are located. But we're preaching to the world. We got over a million people that listen to us, Father. And all of those who are listening to us, I pray, Father, that your word become quick, like your word is quick. Your word is sure. I want to thank you for everything, Father. I want to thank you for all 50 states. Every mayor, every governor, and then, Father, for every senator, every elected one, and also for the president, past and gone, and his nightmare.
Yes.
And I'm asking, Father, that you would give America the trueness to stand before God who said, I am what I am beside me.
Yes.
There is nothing else. And then, Father, you said in your word, you said promotion doesn't come by a man. Promotion don't come from the east to west. It comes from you, Father. You promote us. It's according to the faith that we have and what you're doing through us.
Yeah.
And I want to ask this day, Father, that you will let us just sit at your feet and just understand of thought, knowledge, and wisdom and understanding. And teach us, Father, not look left or right. Teach us to look unto the Jesus Christ who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Somebody right now, Father, is in the hospital. Somebody on the bed of dying, Father. But you have given us belief, power, to speak the word, call those things that be not as they are. We believe sickness and disease shall leave the body. And we thank you, Father, right now. Somebody we don't know, but somebody has a faith attitude to say, I receive. I receive in the name of Yeshua. I receive. Somebody whose eyes are blind, they're being touched right now in the name of Yeshua. Right now, Father. Somebody with crippleness. We're touching that body. Somebody's got cancer. Somebody's got the seven parts in the inner body. Father, we just speak healing to the body because, Jesus, you said, we speak those things that be not. We can ask what we have and believe it, it shall be done. And, Father, we just give your word back to you. Your word. Your word. These are the signs that follow us, Father, that follow me, I don't know about the other, but I believe the sign will follow. But them that believe, we have the authority to cast out, to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, and we're going to thank you this hour. We're going to thank you, Father. And Father, for all 50 states in the United States, let us come to an understanding and know that it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Those who are walking in darkness, Father, have not come to the fullness. The men who are born with men, the women with women, lies with lies. I ask you today, Father. And I thank you for Brenda. I thank you for her husband. I thank you for people. I thank you, Father, for you let us come on this time and devote our time to you, Father. Will you bless us and keep us? Will you give us understanding of you? Will you teach us, Father, day by day, moment by moment, that's you? And, Father, because your words, behold, I come quickly. And when you come with your Lord. I want to be right, Father. We want to be right. We want to be right. We're not looking for the present, the past, anything, because you said, seek me. You said, you know the thoughts that you have for us. And the thoughts you have for us are not evil. But they're there for us again. I thank you, Father. I thank you how you've enlarged our feet, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you we're up above and not beneath. I thank we're lenders, not borrowers. I thank you for everything you've done for us this day. And I want to just say I love you. I, Willie J. Hunter, loves you because of who you are and what you have done for me. When it looked like I didn't have nothing, you were right there. When I stood right here, 622 muscles, Father, not having the faith to believe it because of my house, back when I was a young man, 40 years ago, you're still God. But you heard my prayer. Never knew how it came, but it came. A man said, this is the money you prayed for. Put it in my hand, Father. And I look upon it and say, you're still God. Wow, you're still God, Father. Look for the man, nobody out there, but I thank you, Father. But my house is still living in, still for it. Thank you, Father. I want to thank you once again in Jesus' name of Nazareth. And I love you for what you're doing. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you, Father.
May
I just kiss you, Father? May I just kiss your feet?
Hallelujah.
May I wash your feet with the oil of gladness? May I just bow before you, Father? May I lay on your shoulder and just say, talk to you?
Yes, God, yes. Yes.
So good, God. You give us so much power. And I want to thank you, Father.
Yes.
Because we're watching and we're waiting and we're watching. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, Brenda.
Amen. You should have one more of my ministers calling you.
Okay, tell them to come on.
He called, and I guess he didn't know to just let you know he was there.
Oh, okay. Well, I was in such prayer. See, sometimes I'm in prayer, so you don't know how I get upside down. Because all I can do is just believe and trust God. My. Woo, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, indeed. He's worthy.
I'm trying to get back to where we were, so just hold on. I'll be back. I'm going to put him back up. And you know one thing I love about when some, they're telling him to hold on. He probably can hear. See, when I told him some time ago that I'm going to have a radio station, everybody said, ain't no way it's going to happen. Look what God has done. Nobody but God.
That's it.
And I can see this to the day because I believe what God is saying.
Amen.
Tell him, hold on, Mr. I got to go back through it again to get it back up.
Hold on, Dory. He's trying to pick you up.
Yeah. Sometimes it just happens this way. But, oh, Jesus. Ain't nobody love me like God.
Do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody. Do me like the Lord. Hey, Dory, he keeps trying to pull you in.
Tell him to hold on. Don't give up on me now.
Okay, he said don't hang up. Don't give up on him. Okay.
On his computer, it'll work and sometime it won't. Tell him this, hold on.
Okay. Okay, okay, and then tell them to push one, and then they'll come in and let us know that they're there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back to the site, and it's somebody. Tell him don't leave. We got enough fucking time. Tell him don't leave.
That's what I told him. He said he told some other people, so there should be some more. But he said that his cell phone is dropping, so he's running in the house to use the house phone. Yeah. Yeah, so I hope we get a whole bunch of men. And, you know, I'll tell you that I'm going to send out some emails today also, you know. So what days are you on so that I send out the correct information?
I will send you a copy of what we're going to be doing.
Okay, please do.
Is that fair?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Here
he is.
You got it?
I got it. Hey, my brother, how
Dory?
You doing?
Okay, and you this morning?
I'm blessed.
Glad to hear that. So.
And you?
Highly blessed and favored. Highly blessed and favored. Couldn't ask for a better week, better day, a better month.
Amen.
You know the young lady, Linda Lipscomb, you know her?
Yes, I do. I work with her.
What do you think about her?
She's a wonderful person that I've worked with, and she's always into something, into the ministry, which I enjoy being with her with that. And anything that she comes up with, I try to help her out with it as much as possible and be involved. Be committed also.
Amen. Well, Dory,
now,
would you like to teach you something or pray or what have you?
Well, I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher. But I can pray.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so that is one way I think I would prefer going is doing the prayer side of it.
Okay.
Well, let me share something with you, brother. May I share something with you?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is a www.blogtalkradio,
uh-huh.
And we're better than the AM/FM. We can reach the unreached and tell the untold.
Okay.
They can tap us into the AMs and FMs, but I prefer where I am right now because I have an open line, no more traffic. And the only reason it happened when there's a fight going on in the universe, and you can tell because, see, spirit to spirit, we have the authority to take over. And I'm saying to you, next year I'm looking to have one of the greatest revival in the city of Houston. If people are willing, because God has made a promise, and he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's doing it. Here you are, a teacher. Do you really know a teacher? You're a teacher. Do you know Paul had to be taught by a teacher?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, my brother.
Let me give you the name of the other one that more or less, and he is a preacher, okay? He preaches. And I'm waiting on him now to come into the jail ministry also. And he's anxious, and God showed me something here just the other day with him, and I didn't even have a clue about what was going on while I was talking with him. He's a member of my church over here at Glad Tidings, and as I was talking to him, God said I was putting him in position to help you get that teaching on that book of the fabric of a man, and he said I was prepping him for this. And I was like, oh, Lord, no wonder I couldn't get that fabric of a man taught when I was trying to get it done. And so he is one that he loves to preach. And I'm just waiting on him so that Brenda can get a hold of him and to get him out. So,
do you know what the fivefold ministry is?
No.
Okay. In the book of Ephesians, someone go to the fifth chapter of Ephesians, I believe it is. And it says that he led captivity to captivity.
Okay.
Ephesians, the fifth chapter, I believe it is.
It is. Dory, you have your Bible, or you want me to read?
Yes. Yeah, I lost glasses, but I got the Bible.
Okay. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, we're going to begin at the 11th verse. And he, capital H, that means God is talking, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Yes. Yes.
Now, why did he do it? 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 He did it for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And we call that the fivefold ministry.
Okay.
So you take your hand and you see you got five fingers. But when you see where that one you put that red wedding band on, that's where the pastor, we say, you always sit. But we have the same part of the hand, the fivefold ministry. And so I say to the fivefold, to the teacher, to the apostle, to the pastor, to the prophet, to the evangelist, we all work in the same work. You in your lane, I'm in my lane. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
If we stay in our lane, we can't run into nobody, right?
You got it.
See, you're a teacher. I'm an apostle and a pastor. Now, I will sit and listen at you because I'm going to continue to get all I can. You got to teach.
I understand that. Okay. Okay.
Sir?
Go ahead.
I said teaching. See, a teacher is one that invokes. He goes down and dig up deep, push down deep, dig up deep, push it wide. He makes you expand on what God is saying and doing. And sometimes some people, I've had a great teacher went to be with the Lord, a great teacher. But he had so much he was pushing down in us. And God was pulling it, expanding it. Because what God wants to do in this generation we now live in, God wants us to know that we know, as Brenda been praying. I've been listening to her prayer. The woman loves God. She loves God.
Yes.
God's going to use her with a great anointing on her hands. It's going to start at the sole of her feet and work its way back up, and her hands are going to be full of the fire because God has made that promise.
Mm.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed when the man told me when an old man, 109 years old, came in from California. I had him down at Bishop Clark. And he was down there for 5 days. I watched that old man move by God.
Mm.
109 years old. People being laid out in the spirit. People getting up. Mm. I was saying, this is what I want, more of it, Lord. That's what I want.
Yeah.
He said to me, he said, do you want, now you want what you ask God for? I said, yes, sir. And I went up there before he could even lay his hands on me. I was engulfed in nothing but fire.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but fire in my life has not been the same.
All right.
Amen. See, I was a Baptist. I was a
I was a Baptist preacher at one time.
Okay.
But when I got the Holy Ghost, they kicked me out of the Baptist church.
You know, something you just said, the reason why I'm laughing, raised in the Methodist church, baptized a Baptist church, licensed in a holiness church, and right now, well, I'm in a, no, it wasn't a holiness church, what was it, I can't think of it right now, but I've been in these different denominations, if you want to call it that, and in each one of them, I picked up something from them to the point of even to where I'm at now, because the pastor I have, Pastor Floyd Petrie, he's a great teacher, and he can preach also, but he teaches, and the things that he keep giving to all of us is that one day you're going to get it before that end of time, but he wants us to be ready when God comes back here. And that's one of the things I'm doing down there at that jail, is to try to get those prepared and ready, and get them to understand that he's coming back, and it ain't gonna be long. It's not long,
no,
because the times are showing it out there every day, and people, those that don't see it and don't realize it are not a part of. His part of God as far as reading the word and understanding it, they're going to miss out. They're going to miss this boat, just like they did back in Noah time. They're going to miss the boat.
Yeah.
And I see so much of it out there now in the schools, even on the jobs. And I also minister on the job to quite a few of them. When they do approach me, but I do not push it on them. You know, I will not push it.
Yeah,
in that setting, because you push them away from it. You know.
Yeah, you will.
And that's pretty much where I'm at with this. But I enjoy doing it for the Lord. I don't know why I took. Well, it was me that ran from him like Jonah did, until he shut me down. For about 2 weeks, isolated me from everybody and had me praying, and I didn't understand what was going on. But when I got through, he started showing me what he wanted me to do, because I didn't have a clue. And that was back in 2003. But I was called way before that, and I didn't want to do it. But I'm glad I'm doing it now. And I didn't know. I tried to pulpit two or three times even before that calling, and it just didn't. It didn't seem to work for me, because I was jumping ahead of God, is what it was, way before that. And then when I backed away from it, and let go and let God, then he showed me what he wanted me to do, and I've been doing it there ever since 2003. So, and I'm well pleased.
Well, I
want to
hear that. Amen. The door is wide open with you at this radio ministry. If you can get the people on there, it's wide open for you, brother.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Well, please.
It's wide open. Why is it wide open? Because God has blessed me to do what has been done.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody but you. Ain't nobody but you, God.
One of the things I do teach in the ministry down there, and sometimes when we're at the women prison, you're not in control of anything. It's all about him, and he's in control, and he's the one that's leading your life. You know, so I do it. I do let them know they don't have control of their lives. They think they do, but they don't.
Let me ask you this. Do they allow you to bring a ministry in there where you can uplink and can talk on the radio?
I would have to find out from Brenda on that part there. But
okay. See, what I'm saying is, if they allow you, you can go to my site and we can let it be known. And if people all over the world can be listening to that person and can be talking to them. I'm retired. I don't do nothing during the day but pray and study and pray and study.
Okay.
Pray and study. And I'm saying to the Father.
Is Brenda off the phone or is she still on?
She's still on.
Brenda? I don't hear her.
Well, I know she got. She's still on the phone. She's talking to somebody else. See, I got your number.
Brenda? Yeah, this is my house phone number because my cell phone was.
You got your house phone? Yeah.
Yeah, you got the house phone number.
Yeah. But anyway,
I had to put it on the charger because I was using it a little bit ago and had been using it ever since yesterday and they had never put it back on the charger. So I had to call on the house phone to do this, which is good because that way I can save some of my minutes that's, you know, on the cell phone. But
y'all with the same pastor?
No, we're under different pastors and different churches. I'm under Glad Tidings Holiness Church, which is over there off of Homestead, with Pastor Floyd Petrie.
Over there. You over there with Hopper?
No, Homestead.
Homestead and Hopper.
Let me see. Is that Hopper? I guess that's Hopper that's running next to it.
Let me show you something. There was a time that when I worked for the city, there used to be a barbecue place on the corner right there. Isn't that?
That's turned into a church.
Y'all right there in that big church y'all got right there, y'all. And I met your pastor.
Now we're across from that Christian church. I think that's what's across the street from us. It's that Christian, big white Christian church.
Yeah, y'all right there on the corner. Y'all next to Mohawk down there. Am I, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I live in the river. Yeah. But just a minute, I'm here to help to do what I can, but also my prayer is that God restore me back to a pastorship because I walked away from 500 people about 15 years ago because they didn't have the Holy Ghost. I walked away from them. Walked away. I said, y'all don't want me. Go on be out there and play with the world.
Yeah.
I don't have time no more, brother. I just don't have time.
Yes.
I don't. I'm not trying to beef anybody up, push anybody up. People say, well, how much you charge? I don't charge nothing. What God tell you to give, you give it.
There you go.
It's all about God.
Yes.
God know all of our needs. But I know this, and I'm just, see, some of the preachers, I'm going to tell you something on Homestead. From one corner, 59 to 16, there's a bunch of hooks and crooks.
I believe it.
And some don't love the Lord. Some love itself do because they're in it because of money. They're in it because they got a baloney's voice. Some of them do this and that. But they don't have no idea what God is doing. When you teach, see, a lot of the pastors, see, I told a pastor, never get upset at another entity that's in the body of Christ teaching. That's what God put in him and not you.
Right.
See, always John Osteen told me, he said, stay in your lane. You ain't got to worry about the next person. You stay in your lane. You teach the word. Teach it. Revelation, not teach it.
Yes.
God brings you up to another level. And so all I can say is I love people so much I want to come back to the black people because, see, I love black people. Black people are hard people, my brother.
I know. I know.
I told him, I said, no, I don't need to put up with this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had not so much that I was looking for the better treatment, but I had much to offer. Still have much to offer.
And it wasn't going.
I've been on this for 1 year, and everybody says, how you were able to do this? Because God told me how.
And that's what we have. Yes.
I got two big cameras in my house right now. I got three big cameras. I got one camera cost $5,000, $75,000. Got one cost $5,000. Got one that cost $6,900 and something. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting rid of the world knows. Jesus on his way back.
He is.
He is a noun. He's a noun. See, we need to renew the spirit in our mind every day so God can bless us. See, and I'm going to tell you something, brother. When I talk with Brenda, I said, Lord, you know I don't like to do too much talking with the women. I said, I try to stay as far as I can so nobody can know everything. God said, trust her. I said, okay, Lord. So I called other sister that knew her, told me about her. I said, well, I don't know if I want to deal with this one. The minister, God said, go on. See, when God pushes you on, it means God has something to do. And so I called her. I said, okay, can you be on with me for Wednesday from 9 to 12? She said, of course I can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, beside me was nothing but the truth. It wasn't I was doubting God, but I learned to stay in the course and the way he's supposed to be. And here God has us. We've been having a grand time this morning on the radio. And the radio is open. I'll give you the 3 hours. We'll be on it together. Whatever God wants you to do to get the reach and reaching the people that's behind the bar, we got to reach them. So
yeah.
Somebody and tell them to preach some things. And that's why I was asking you to find out what we can do. See, you can be in there. You can have that phone. We can be and let it. If they will let it do, we can come right there with the computer, and it can be done right there.
Okay.
Can you tell
you, brother? Yeah, that's why I said I got to find out from her because see, I'm under her ministry with that, and I'm not sure she probably has to clear with the chaplain. That is one of the things that she would have to do, more or less.
Well, you know, the things I want you to do is this, my brother. I thank God for you. Never saw you. I thank God for you. Your spirit is humble. Your spirit is manageable. Not by a man, but it's managed by God. And all I can say is this. If you can lead us in prayer, it'll be a blessing. Can you lead us in prayer?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead. Hello.
Heavenly Father, we come this morning giving you all the thanks and the praise. We come as humble as we know how, Father. We're asking you, Father, this morning that you go out over the airways, go out in every church, every little crib and corner, and touch those that need your hands upon them, Father. We ask you right now, Lord, dear Lord, that you go into the prisons and into the jails, to the ones that are incarcerated. Touch their hearts and their minds. Touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Father, and let them know that you are God, that there's nothing that they can do without you, Father. Anything that they try to do on their own, it's not going to be successful, Father. We ask you that you touch our head of states, Father, and bless them and show them the way that they're supposed to go for the people that they are working for, Father. We ask you right now, dear God, that you also touch each and every one of us. Touch the one that is right now doing the prayer, Father. Give me the knowledge and understanding that I need to continue to minister your word, Father. And for those that are listening to the word, that they accept it within their hearts, Father, and let their minds be on you. Let them begin to focus, Father, on the things that you're doing, Father. We ask you right now, Father, that those that are looking at the wrong side or doing something wrong to someone, Father, we ask you that you touch them before they do it, Father. Let your angels be there to stop them, Father. We ask that of you right now, dear God. And Father, we ask you to continue to bless our law enforcement that they will be able to do the right job at the right time, Father. I've seen some things that has happened, Father, that is not understandable within our law enforcement, Father. Please, God, let them be aware before they act, Father, on things that they're seeing. We've had too many deaths in that type of situation, Father. We ask you to continue to guide us, Father. Guide us in the right way, because we know that day is coming, man, and it is very soon, Father. Right now, we thank you for this season that we are having that is coming up. The reason for it is you allowed your son to be born to give us, dear Father, the choices to make that if we accept you and accept you within our hearts and within our minds and our souls, and where that you could come in and open up the doors and open up those windows that need to be opened, Father. There are so many that have blinders on right now, Father, and we ask you to remove them. We ask you to remove the chains that are bounding some, Father. In Jesus' name we pray right now. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Wow. Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, once again, I want to thank you for my brother and for my sister. I thank you, Father, that you're mushrooming something here by faith.
Mm.
We walk by faith and not by sight. We believe what your words say. It's your will and not ours. You want this to go bigger? We got some men and women behind the prison bars. We want to see them come out with a great message. We want to go in with the word and let the word be made known. And, Father, it's because of you, what you've done for us and through us and by us. And, Father, we want to thank you.
Mm.
Thank you for the availability. Thank you for the love you have for those. And, Father, I was behind prison once. I was behind the prisons of ignorance and stupidity and doing drugs and gambling and drink with different women, strange women doing strange things. But you, Father, you let me see Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Yes.
And you brought me to a new point. And I thank you, Father. And I know, Father, right now you have a place that you would have me to go and to tend to the flock. It's up to you. You call me, I'll go. I thank you, Father. I thank you for this teacher. You've given him such wisdom, such knowledge, some affordability, Father. And you've blessed the sister Brenda, Father, Lipscomb.
Thank
you. I pray today in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, Father, I'm asking that the doors to the prison where they go for the next 21 days in the month of December, that there will be no more violence, no more sickness, no more destruction. But, Father, we shook up our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
We just breathe upon the
institution.
Let it be so glorious, Lord. Let it be low, Father. Let it be
yes.
low. Let it be low. Doors are going to be opened up the 1st of 2014.
My Lord.
We got to have a place for them to come out, Father. You've shown me, Father. Doors are open, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want them to turn back, Father. We want them to stay on the straight and narrow, Father.
But
you said, let the undertaker at the ark and the finish of our faith. Who thought it not to be robbery, but because we just believe your word, Father. And I'm asking right now that you would just let it. Let the royal diadem just come down before us, Father. Baba Sikio, in the name Basiko Lambe Site, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I want to love you, and I thank you for this quality time.
Thank
you, Lord. And
beloved, y'all know what? I always say that to everybody. We don't ask for money, but if God ever say give something, y'all do it.
And I've given out my address, 6722 Moss Oaks, Houston, Texas, 77050, ASK Media. And we thank God. And I want to thank the lady this morning that I had to have. I had to put a lot of trust in God in you, and you and I stayed on by 2 hours. And I like that holy law you had. I like that you got holy law, because God is using you. And to the young man that come on today, I say this to both of y'all, I'm here for you. Y'all be there for me.
We
will.
Well,
I
will. I'm telling you, 3 hours on this day, if you want to divide it out, you want it a daytime and evening, I'll give it's yours. I'm giving it to you. Giving it
okay.
to you. It's my commitment. It's my commitment because God has blessed me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He blessed me. All I can say is thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. Like I said, I got one more that's coming in. I don't know about my wife. I just called her back a few minutes, a little bit ago, and told her it was Black Talk Radio, and she said she had never heard of it before. And that's so I told her to make a call. Her last name is Clark. And the young man that is out there on the road right now, he drives over the road. His name, last name is Anderson. First name is Ray Anderson. And he's powerful.
May I say this to you, teacher?
Yes.
They could be anywhere in the world and call that number, and we can talk with him.
Well, that's what
I
told him.
I got a man in Alaska calls every Sunday and got a dynamic ministry.
Wow.
I got a person called from Georgia. I got a person called from Ohio. Because we're trying to reach the unreached.
Yes.
We got to start at home and move out.
That is wonderful. Yeah, he will be getting a call.
Okay. Well, see, we go up in about 3 minutes, but we're still on 3 hours. We're still on 3 hours. That's a lot of time that they have that I have to pay for. But I don't mind that because God bless me. But I want to know y'all get together and say, this is what the Lord has shown us. If the Lord has shown it to us, he's going to show it to me.
Yeah. Praise
and
the Lord on that.
And the station is wide open. So it's www.blogtalkradio.
Amen.
Amen. And one other thing we do on our way out, we got about 3 minutes left, and before I go, I like to leave the word of the Lord. I like to just put some more word in some folks. I like for them to listen what the Lord has played. This is an old man that I used to be with, and I was in the ministry, Selenin. His name is Kenneth Hagin. Great words. Let me let you listen at this. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
35 and 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. That the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians chapter 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out one way, flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. They shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods in the fruit of thy body.
Well, my beloved, the time has come that we got 28 seconds. Remember what I said. We love you. We love you. We love you. God bless you here.
Yeah, God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Okay. I love you. Y'all there now. God bless you.
Okay.
You too. Okay.
Amen.